This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Morning briefing. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, 7 after the hour. It is Thursday. These are the nuggets. I suppose this could be the no spin zone. I might have the ability to steal that now that nobody else has got it. The no spin zone. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And so, with the ability to look at things and so I'll put my own. That was the funny thing about O'Reilly. It would be the no spin zone, but everything that was on was spin. It's all about spin. The decision on Bill O'Reilly's future at Fox comes before the end of the week. I would expect maybe there are those who are doing the figuring here that will put this thing on the front burner. It's already on the front burner, really. And to get it figured out and finished, because he's supposed to come back next Monday, as many of you who are fans of his know. Let me start my approach to the O'Reilly situation by having you understand something that you may or may not know. And that is the way this is. You have a suspicion, even those of you who don't like President Trump, have a suspicion that he's not being treated fairly, or not being treated as, maybe fair isn't the right word, but that would be the word that I'd pick. You might not pick that word, because if you don't like him, you're happy to have people pound away at him. But in terms of fairness, and I think Kara Schillen is in the studio in Washington. You've been listening to me now for, what, about a year? How long have you been doing this? A little more than
like 2.5 years.
Now.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Huh? You're kidding.
End of 2014.
My God. Isn't that something, huh? In my mind, I thought, okay, you were here a little before Victoria. All right, so then you really have a spin on how I think, right? You've been listening to me for, what, 6 hours a day for 2.5 years. So more than you would listen to anybody else in your life, you listen to me.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Fair and accurate. That's a... Not fair and balanced, but fair and accurate. Okay. So would you say that on the main, and I want you to be extremely honest, as I always want you to be, but here you might think, well, I better... No, don't taint it at all. Do you think that my approach, never mind what else goes on, but my approach seems to be me attempting to be pretty fair, not only when it comes to politics, but just generally what's going on in the world. Do you think that I handle things in a not fair and balanced way, but in an even-handed way?
I think that you have the ability to listen to people with different opinions than you and change your mind based on that if you agree with what that person is saying or you think what they're saying is rational, which is something that I think a lot of people are missing or don't want to do. So I do think that gives you the ability to look at things in kind of a rational way. That way you can, you know, if you have your mind made up about something and then someone tells you something else that you didn't know before, then you learn from it and you can change your opinion. So, yeah, I think I've seen that over the last 2.5 years.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say that the news media treats, even though you didn't vote for Trump, because this is a good question for you, you didn't vote for Trump, so do you think the news media treats Trump fairly? Maybe I should ask you that after I give the information that has come about as a result of studying what's happened the news media
We've talked about this before, and I don't have quite the vendetta against the news media. I know a lot of people in the news media who are trying their hardest to be fair and get info out to people. But yeah, I've said this before. I don't think that Trump treats the news media the same way that everyone else has. So I guess it's hard to know what the response should be when you're being treated differently. This presidency is just a whole different ball game.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg? Trump not paying fair and close attention to the news media, or them taking a skewer to him?
I don't know.
I'll give you the statistics, and then you can weigh in at the other end of it if you want to do that.
Okay.
All right. So we are about 100 days into the Trump presidency. That's an accurate statement, I believe. The broadcast news networks, and I'm using the word punish here with, Maggie, I think that's the word. Punish is the word. The coverage of Donald Trump in office for the first 100 days, according to the stats at the Media Research Center, has been 89% negative. To reach this conclusion, the analysts have reviewed every single news broadcast on the air on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, plus public broadcasting. All right? Now, that's not full-time, but they've taken what's been on the air from 4 p.m. in the afternoon to midnight, Monday through Sunday. So this is every day of the week, the evening newscast from the beginning of the presidency until April the 19th. This is through last Friday. All right?
What I would be interested to know is, does statistics like that exist for past presidents? Did anyone...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. I remember it. The first time I remember these things being measured was when Bill Clinton was the president, and then George Bush. And by the way, it's not surprising that the coverage of Clinton, Bush, and Trump was much less positive than Barack Obama. Bill Clinton, his negatives didn't come from his politicking and his job. His negatives came from his own self stuff, his own stuff. And in taking some of the stories by themselves, Kara, temporary travel ban negative coverage was 93%. The Russian election investigation, 97% of the coverage was negative. The effort to replace the Affordable Health Care Act, 94% negative. The increased immigration enforcement, 93% negative. The wiretap claims, 99% negative when it came to these evening newscasts. So the topics of criticism, this is television now, it's not radio and it's not the printed news media, it is just television. So maybe it ought to have, the methodology maybe is fractured a bit because it ought to include what goes on the... ABC doesn't really have news anymore. It's Westwood One, but CBS News on radio, the NBC News is Westwood. It's all been consolidated, so it might not be fair to take radio into account. But certainly you could take the news media, the printed news media, into account here.
Well, yeah, I think one of the main reasons it would be important to take the radio stations into account is just because I think a lot of those TV stations, and I don't think this is good, but we all acknowledge it, is that a lot of those stations have more of a liberal slant, whereas a lot of the conservative conversation that you'll find is on radio, and so you're missing part of that conversation. But this is something I've said before, and I don't really get it. I try to be positive about things in my life, and I don't watch TV. Yeah. I don't watch the news on TV
either.
Because... Yeah, it's just, you know, if it's not news talking about the presidency, then it's this person was kidnapped or this person was killed.
Hernandez hangs himself.
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel good when you sit there and watch it for a while. So I tend to find my, you know, information online just because it's quicker, it's easier, you can find what you want and then move on.
That's an age thing.
Yeah.
I think at the moment.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't really understand. And the whole conversation is kind of confusing to me because it's true that a lot of the people in the media don't like Donald Trump. And they'll talk about him in a negative way. And I
news
just...
media.
No,
right.
People in the media in general.
Well, that's maybe true. Actors and actresses, yeah, that's an interesting point. Thank you.
And so I don't really understand the point because it's just giving more coverage. It's just, I think, giving him more of a platform if you're talking about it. So I don't really understand. Yeah. If you don't
they're
like the guy.
Him,
yeah.
They're giving him the sustenance to continue to do his ranting and raving about the news media.
Yeah, so you have the percentages for how much of the coverage is negative. I would like to know the percentage of how much of the coverage is just Trump. Out of everything that they talk about every day, how much of it is about Trump?
That's an interesting question. I was thinking about that as I was looking at the headlines this morning. It is less about Trump than it has been, interestingly enough. The single biggest name that you see across all of my 14 platforms today is not Donald Trump, but Bill O'Reilly. And that isn't a surprise, really, because he's been the biggest noisemaker when it came to cable news, certainly, but then he became a personality sort of bigger than himself. And the sexual harassment stuff that used to be tolerated and even expected when O'Reilly was coming along, he's about the same age as I am, and there was a lot of stuff when I was first cutting my teeth on radio that was pretty disgusting. So it's interesting to see how the worm squirms, as it were. 18 past the hour on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sounds like Lady Gaga to me. Gaga, or did she pronounce it differently now? Is it Gaga?
No.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. I joined Prince William in the support of mental health issues. Yes, the prince has a new supporter. Mental health awareness campaign is called Heads Together, and Gaga is part of their newly launched hashtag Okay to Say film series. She had a casual FaceTime chat with William to talk about how the campaign has inspired her. Here's a clip of that conversation.
For me, the little bits that I've learned so far about mental health is very much the case of, you know, it's okay to have this conversation. It's really important to have this conversation, and that you won't be judged. It's so important to break open that fear and that taboo, which is only going to lead to more problems down the line.
Yes. It can make a huge difference. I feel like we are not hiding anymore. We're starting to talk.
So this video was released yesterday, has been viewed a million times already on social media. In this FaceTime chat, William and Gaga stress the importance of talking about normalizing mental health issues and talking about mental illness in a way that people understand how it is something that needs to be not buried, but if there's a problem, you talk to people, you talk to family, you talk to doctors about what's going on. Gaga wrote an open letter to her fans a couple of months ago, going public with her struggle. She has post-traumatic stress disorder stemming from a bad fall she suffered while on her Born This Way tour that resulted in some really intense hip surgery. She was in a wheelchair for a couple of months, wasn't she?
Yeah. It was serious, yeah.
Yeah. She said, quote, "My injury was actually a lot worse than just a tear. I had broken my hip. Nobody knew. I haven't even told the fans yet. I had a tear on the inside of my joint and a huge breakage. Surgeon told me if I'd done another show, I might have needed a full hip replacement. I would have been out at least a year."
She said the trauma wasn't just physical. Quote, the experience of performing night after night in mental and physical pain ingrained in me a trauma that I relive when I see or hear things that remind me of those days. Isn't that true with trauma with all of us, no matter what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a, and I will tell you, this is something that I have not said publicly anywhere, but I have told the story, I think, a few times about me when I was 3 years old, fell down a flight of stairs and cracked my head against a metal wall post and split my head open. I had a 3-inch gash in my head.
Ooh.
And I still have a scar and stitches there. And it, unbeknownst to me, until a couple of years ago when I went to Cerascan to get my brain examined, there's a big black spot in my brain right around that area.
Wow.
And so that explains a lot of things, Jennifer, I know.
But, man, you took away my ammo.
I know, yeah. So that kind of trauma has affected me in a lot of different ways, and because that's the part of your brain over in the left lobe that affects personal relationships. And I I never knew that.
Wow.
And, you know, there are all kinds of things in your brain that affect different parts of your being. I think you all know that, right?
Yeah.
I went to this conference a couple of weeks ago in Long Beach on the brain because I wanted to get an update on what was going on with my brain and see what the new research was all about. We're going to actually do a series of interviews and calls with people who are involved in these sorts of things to learn how your brain compartmentalizes things. Fear, knowledge, even the part of your brain that's good in math. Some people have a better... Seriously, their brain is more attuned to math and science than it is to humanities, for example. And that's all part of this sort of thing. So, anyway, I think Gaga's doing something important and good to have a focus on this. And good for her and good for the Prince. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJB Experience. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus, special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We all are easily distracted, I think, depending on what's going on. There's so much around us to distract us. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour. Hopefully this is not a distraction. The last half hour saw a focus or a feature on some stats that came about as a result of the news media being studied by a group that says that 89% of the coverage about Donald Trump has been negative. And then I said that the air has been sucked out of the room today for the first time by Bill O'Reilly's name being front and center. And I also said that I believed the announcement would come today with regard to his staying or leaving, and I think I let you, from my tone, think that it was going to be the end of the road for O'Reilly. So let me tell you the story behind the story, because this is going to float up to the surface, I'm going to guess, in the next couple of hours, mostly because of the glee that will come from said liberal news media who are happy to tell you that Bill O'Reilly is going to hit the road. And so the announcement will come that Fox has severed its relationship with O'Reilly. He's the most watched cable news anchor, personality, whatever you want to call him, in the history of that corner of the medium. The folks there, what's happened, the back and forth on this that wasn't figured out until late last night or early this morning, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox, 21st Century Fox, the Fox News Channel, Sky News, the News Corporation is actually the parent company of all this stuff in our country and around the world, who owns the Wall Street Journal, all kinds of stuff. If you, Kara, looked online, just put in Murdoch ownership of news media and see what comes up. There would be dozens of outlets here in this country and around the world that these people own. So Rupert Murdoch, who's 84, 85, 86, somewhere in there, has sort of taken a long trip, and he's not really that much involved anymore, except when it comes to stuff like this. His two sons are the ones that are running things, and Lachlan, I think, is the more important of the two, and he didn't like O'Reilly and never did. But because O'Reilly was bringing in so much money, there is, okay, so we'll put my animosity aside about the guy because of a lot of dough coming in. But now the practical side of this is that there isn't a lot of dough coming in, and they just signed, it was a month or 2 months ago, certainly after the first of the year, they renewed O'Reilly. The description was, when I last saw it, a multi-year contract for renewal. And I believe it was at $18 million a year, something close to that. So now, sexual harassment is not being tolerated. Even though, as I said in the last half hour, it almost was expected of people, or in these circumstances, when I started and O'Reilly started, newsrooms were mostly run by men, and the women got the coffee. It's not any different in the news media than it was in most other businesses, most other offices, most other realities. The women were dominated by the men. Anyway, so the bottom line is Fox has shelled out $13 million to settle sexual harassment complaints against O'Reilly, and the New York Times somehow or other found that out and was happy to go on the front page with that. And so that started a lot of people thinking the behavior on both sides, almost laughable and predictable. O'Reilly is still an old fossil, sexual pig and predator. And so, and then the other side, the whole business about what is expected these days when it comes to this sort of thing, every group in the world, and not just the women's groups I pay attention to, the liberal groups I pay no attention to. The women's groups are right in their approach to this, and so, but they sort of have colluded and got to advertisers pretty much the same as the Sandra Fluke insult got Rush Limbaugh taken off of the buy list on most agencies. Now, whether the trickle-down effect comes for television as it did for L. Rushbow and the rest of us that do talk on the radio remains to be seen. The situation is akin, but I don't know. Give me a couple of days to think about that one. In the meantime, there are a lot of people who are looking at Fox. And I think the Fox thinking here, in part, is that Trump is so good at getting ratings for Fox that they maybe don't need Trump. There's a business decision here. Why piss off all these advertisers and all these groups when you have at your hand Donald Trump? The impact of Donald Trump, even though he gets ratings from older demos, people are paying attention to him. Most of the demos at Fox are older anyway. But because of Sean Hannity's relationship with Donald Trump, it has pushed his ratings up so that they almost, on most nights, equal O'Reilly's. So if Fox is smart, I don't know whether they are or they aren't, I think the Murdoch's pretty smart, they'll put Hannity back at 8 o'clock, and I don't know what they do at 10, but 10 o'clock's not as important as 8 o'clock, and see what he can do to keep O'Reilly's audience. Because, frankly, when you look around at Fox, there's really nobody else there. That bow-tied little punk who's on at 9 o'clock is no audience draw over the long haul. Hannity's got and has proven that he is a company guy, plus the fact his best friend in life is Bill Shine, who is the guy that's now the operations director. Now that Ailes is out, Shine is the guy who's on top. He'll take his marching orders from the McLaughlin, from the Murdochs, and I'm betting, and I'll just see kind of how it shakes out. I'm betting that Hannity goes to 8 o'clock, all right, and then see what happens. But O'Reilly's gonzo. That's the bottom line. And I'm going to bet that it's going to cost him $60 million, something north of $60 million, to get rid of O'Reilly. So he doesn't have to ever work again if he doesn't want to, but my guess is his ego will make sure that tomorrow's announcement will be where he's going next. Or maybe they'll let it take the summer off, kind of like Brian Williams did. They put him off somewhere over there and let him cool his heels for 4, 5, 6 months, and then he'll come back someplace. It may be on some paid subscription channel or who knows what. But I would be shocked if O'Reilly just went away. I don't see that at all. But he'll go to some place where he's insulated from the impact of women's groups or others who will, no matter where he goes, you know, go after him. Hannity rises at Fox, and that's the way they don't have any other. They're stable. Their star stable is empty now. And they haven't brought anybody really along. The baby boomers that like O'Reilly like Sean Hannity. And maybe you say, well, you like Sean, so you're giving him the bump. I do. I like Sean personally. I'm not a big fan of what he does on the radio. But I think he is good. I like him. I respect him because he's good at what he does. And especially on the television side, I think. And he's been brilliant. Oh, my God. Brilliant in the way he maintained his relationship with Trump that he had before anyway. He just made sure that he was right there. A lot of lessons here. A lot of lessons. Whether O'Reilly wins his lesson at this point, he's arrogant enough. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to. But there are lots of things that come out of this that are pretty practical under the circumstances. But the bottom line is O'Reilly is done. Will Fox News follow because they don't have any stars except for Hannity? Well, it'd be interesting to see. See, MSNBC doesn't really have any stars either except for Rachel. And my bet is they'll put, isn't Rachel on at 8 o'clock? I think she's on at 8 o'clock. Isn't she?
It would make sense if she was, but I don't ever watch MSNBC.
I think she's
so
on
I can
at
tell
8
you.
O'clock. I'm pretty sure she's
I don't know who else. If 8 o'clock is a big time slot, I don't know who else that they would put there.
Yeah. 8 o'clock is the time. And they're going to put, if they got any brains, they put Hannity there. So let's see how it all shakes out. Do I feel sorry for O'Reilly? No. The guy's made hundreds of millions of dollars. He's a gas bag. He's lived his life the way he wanted to. I don't feel sorry for him at all. And he'll survive someplace. It's 44 past the hour. Those are my observations, and a couple of nuggets maybe came out of that you didn't know. I hope that's the case.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Spring brings new color to the world. Why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. No, it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
All right, 47 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling. Okay, this is probably a good time for me, after the discussion of Bill O'Reilly, to remind you of our opinion survey that's available at 800-282-2333. And the focus this week is whether or not you can tell fake news when you hear it. All right? Press 1 for yes when you call 800-282-2333, or press 2 for no. 800-282-2333. And then after you answer the question, there's some special offers for you to listen to, take advantage of, have fun with. Question again, can you tell fake news when you hear it? Yes, you press 1. No, you press 2 at 800-282-2333. The Trump administration, this is not fake news, is being sued by a group. This is a story on the front page of USA Today today, undocumented immigrant that was supposed to be protected from removal by a law that Trump assured voters he would stand by, actually has been deported. 23-year-old Juan Manuel Montes was deported by agents because he was unable to prove his protection under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the DACA program. He's lived in the U.S. since he was 9, got deported after officers didn't let him retrieve his identification. So the government's going to get sued, even though this guy's been arrested for shoplifting and traffic violations and all that stuff. I bet you he'll get back into this country. Yeah, because they didn't do it the smart way. They were stupid about it. And that's the problem, the heavy hand of doing this stuff by some of these agents that are actually clueless, not smart. 10 minutes for the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A duck burping, that's what I always wanted on my radio program. There it is. You won't hear that anyplace else, nor will you hear Warren Eckstein anywhere except here and on his own weekend program. The Pet Show is heard around the country every weekend on Saturdays and Sundays. You can take some time and listen to what people are figuring out, courtesy of Warren and his brain and his fabulous experience over decades of treating dogs, taming dogs, having people understand how to deal with their dogs. I think you've said this 100 times, 1,000 times probably, at least here and on your own show, that you're really training the dogs and the cats, or training their owners, and you're training their owners too, right? Not the dogs, the cats.
You know, it's interesting because when people refer to me as an animal psychologist, I always refer to myself as an animal social worker because you got to work with the entire family to get results.
Right. All right. I want to talk about flat dogs, their faces, and the heat in a moment here. Warren Eckstein on the DJV Experience.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
All right, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein, fabulous host. He's got a fabulous, by the way, I don't want to overuse that word, but it is a great word to describe hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses, Warren's line of minerals and vitamins that he formulates specifically for dogs, and then there's another part of the line just for cats. So if you go to hugsandkisses.com, or you'll find reference to them on thepetshow.com, I'll tell you, anybody that I know who's got dogs and cats and listen to me orders these things. So do yourself a favor. Help yourself to hugs and kisses. It's getting to be warm. Some parts of the country are warm all the time, so maybe this particular circumstance doesn't always get the focus that it ought to. Somebody sent me in a note, and because they hear me talking about my English bulldog, Charlotte. And so this particular person commented on how dogs who have flat faces do in the summertime, and they want to know from you whether this is a person, the first-time owner of a bulldog, and I think this is true with pugs and most any dog that has a flat face. Is there something to be concerned about when the weather gets hot? And the answer, of course, is yes, but what is that concern, Warren?
Well, there's a lot of, I always joke about these dogs. I always joke that they look like they chase parked cars with all those pushed-in faces. But the bottom line is, every one of these dogs that has the pushed-in face or the shorter nose, the difficulty this time of year is horrendous. I've seen dogs, you know, people say, well, I'm going to leave my dog in the car for 2 minutes. I'm just running into 7-Eleven. They come out, not only the heat, but you have to, no matter how bad heat affects you or the average dog, it affects the dog with the pushed-in faces, the mugs, so much more. So the bottom line, I see people, for example, in Venice Beach, I was there the other day, someone on a skateboard with this bulldog running alongside him, and I actually said something to him. I said, look, the dog's tongue is outside, out of his mouth, just give him a break, and you know, you can take the heat, but the dog doesn't have sweat glands, so it's really something, if you have any dog, an older dog, a younger dog, but specifically a dog with a pushed-in face, a pug, a Boston Terrier, a Mastiff, just be really conscientious about the hot weather.
You know, this is the time of year, I don't know why, there seemed to be on the internet, social media and stuff, a lot of pictures, portraits of dogs, and they're very cute when they are shot from below. I do a lot of, you watch me either my own Facebook page or the DJV Facebook page. I always like to post, there's usually at least one or two pet stories, especially on my own personal page every day, and a lot of people are shooting them from below. Like they look, they get cameras or whatever, the iPhone under their faces, and they seem kind of cute. What's the cutest picture you ever remember seeing of any pet, a pet portrait?
Oh, God. Doug, you put me on the spot here. The cutest picture of any dog I've ever seen, every dog I've ever seen.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right.
Hey, just a real quick note, you got 30 seconds. If you have a dog with long hair, don't shave it down over the summer. Actually, a long hair will keep your dog cooler. It acts as insulation, keeping the heat off the skin.
Right, yeah. It looks like they're hot, but they aren't really. It's a way of protecting them. That's right. Mother Nature protecting them. Warren Eckstein, Pet.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.